Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's second news video, Cody Rhodes to debut on tonight's episode of WWE Raw, question mark?
Not only that, but Cody Rhodes looks to be wrestling at WrestleMania 38.
We're going to talk about Mark Henry's comments on the AEW wrestler who, in his opinion, doesn't jump off the page.
And two of everyone's favourite WWE wrestlers are thankfully returning to the wrestling ring. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Cody Rhodes, Raw. Tonight.
Jacksonville,
maybe,
baby.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Sort of. So this has been talked about for a while, the idea that Cody Rhodes...
Has it? I haven't noticed.
...to show up on tonight's episode of Raw. The optics of it are really good. Jacksonville is AEW's headquarters, of course, or home base or whatever. Cody has left AEW. I presume he's going to WWE, but there have been various reports on it fizzling out or a deal not being signed yet. And obviously, if he's not signed a deal, he's probably not going to appear tonight. But is he going to show up on tonight's episode of Raw? That is the question. Dave Meltzer reported on this last week, stating that WWE, and we covered it at the time, stating that WWE had pinpointed this specific show as a point where he may jump back into the company, and that if he didn't appear on this show, then perhaps it was an indication that they weren't even close to coming to terms yet. So there's a lot going on with this whole stuff, isn't there? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's impossible to say for certain that anything is going to happen while it's also speculative and while the reports are so vague. I did really enjoy the Fightful report last week where Cody was like, hey, it's all kicking off. And then they were like, what do you mean? Here's a picture of my dog. Or, you know, it's been fun to follow the ride. What do you reckon, mate? Do you reckon he's going to show up on tonight's Raw, or do you reckon it's all smoke and mirrors?
In the words of the man himself, whoa!
Whoa!
It's always smoke and mirrors!
Whoa!
What age were you when you realised that not all the wrestlers sang their own themes?
Oh, probably about it.
I was like... What?
I was probably about 21, to be
honest. You tell me that's not Big Show singing all of his songs.
Yeah. Is that not Roddy Piper playing the bagpipes?
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah, he's showing up tonight, isn't he? It's a no-brainer. I don't care, right, about the situation with creative or how long the contract is or whatever. Just as a massive middle finger to AEW, WWE should be moving heaven and earth to get Cody on it. Even if he just shows up and then you go, yeah, it's not going to work, pal, and just, like, get rid of him before WrestleMania even. Yeah. Like, it has to happen. Like you say, if you're not going to do it immediately when we were initially talking about it, when the story first broke, that you don't have him show up literally the next week on Raw or SmackDown, it seemed the next logical option. You're what? Just under 3 weeks away from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that in a second. But also, you're in Jacksonville with Raw.
Yeah.
And you're going to get Mr. AEW to a lot of casual fans initially. Like, on your show, it makes so much sense. Oh, yeah. Like, the reaction he's going to get. And then you just have to have, well, I'll talk a little bit about it now.
Anyway. Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, potential WrestleMania opponent come out and interrupt him and have him just go, yep. Like, that's the match. That sells the match, right? Yeah. It's Seth Rollins, obviously, is who we're alluding to, because Seth Rollins has gotten out on his plate for WrestleMania 38.
But how's he going to get on the card when they couldn't win the
Indeed.
Tag team titles?
Oh, maybe confronting Cody Rhodes might well do this. Yes, and again, this is according to Dave Meltzer. He was on the Sunday night's main event podcast. One of the best podcasts out there, Andy. That isn't ours, of course. Saying that basically, internally, he is not only is Cody Rhodes on the WrestleMania 38 card, but on there against Seth Rollins. He sort of speculated this is a sign again that Cody could well be signing or already have signed with WWE, and things could go down on Monday Night Raw tonight. It's just a no-brainer, all this, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, kind of. The way the stars align into this seems kind of perfect, but Cody Rhodes is very chaotic.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Whether it's by design or not, this man is pure chaos. When he, like, whether it's his last year in AEW and all the booking that went around that, or this story and it's ever-shifting, ever-changing, nothing is certain, nothing is signed, what's going on, nature? Don't bet on anything. Save your money. Enjoy the ride. Sit here, enjoy every twist and turn. This makes so much sense. From the debut tonight, if it happens, to the match with Seth Rollins. I almost called him Seth the Chef again.
Yeah.
That you would want to bet on it, but you can't because it's Cody, and who the heck knows?
Do you want to know one final prediction of mine? And I've never got a prediction wrong before.
Never, not once.
Not only will Cody show up tonight, maybe even Cody shows up to confront Seth Rollins to just flip the script on it all. Whoa. But they love a good callback. Cody shows up in one of the Shields, you know, the roll neck jumper things that they had, and it cover ups his neck tattoo. He's Everyone
gonna,
wins.
He's going to wear that.
It's a callback to the first night of the Shield.
Wear that for the duration of his WWE run.
Probably.
He wrestles in a turtleneck the whole time.
He just, what's that tape called that they wear if they've got an injury? If they're like, you've got a specific, yeah, you've got a specific injury just here for the entire time you work with this company.
Maybe he's getting.
That's what it takes. My favourite conspiracy theory is the fact that WWE have held off until the Go Big Show finished running. Yeah, that'd be what it is.
Yeah,
I'm what a sure. load of bollocks.
I'm sure. Unless there's some kind of TV contract.
Who knows?
Who knows? It's Cody. Anything's possible.
Let us know if you think he's going to show up tonight.
Yeah,
he's
probably just as likely to join Insane Clown Posse as he is anything else at this stage.
What is he thinking?
Does he know how magnets work? That is the question. That's just us referencing 15-year-old memes.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mark Henry, he's been on. He's been on Busted Open Radio because that's his show. Speaking about this week's episode of Rampage. In particular, one guy who wrestled on this week's episode of Rampage, Tony Nese.
And his tiny knees.
And his nine abs.
Oh.
What a man. What a sexy man. He's well put together.
Yeah, take what he needs, though, on those abs. Bells and all whistles.
There you go. Hey, that's a nice tie-in. So Mark, as part of like evaluating his match with Swerve Strickland, which I thought was very good, you can listen to more about that on the podcast, which is probably up by now, right?
Yeah, I'd guess so.
It's probably there. Diving into Tony Nese a little bit. See, he maybe needs a little bit more than what he's currently giving. So I'll read the quotes. Mark Henry said, "I think that Tony Nese is a hell of a talent. I would like to see Tony Nese develop more outside the ring. Tony needs more bells and whistles. He's a guy who doesn't jump off the page on the microphone. He seems like a nice guy." And then he goes on saying that he doesn't want to just see like a nice guy. He wants an opinionated guy. He wants to see a good guy, a bad guy. I want to see somebody crazy. I want to see somebody sadistic. This is Mark Henry, not me. saying, who are you going to be? Who is Tony Nese going to be? That's the question that needs to be asked. Ask Tony Nese is, who are you besides one of the best wrestlers in the game? How many people look like Tony Nese? Not many. He is spectacular looking to the eye. How many people can just work any match, any style with anybody and do it as fluently as Tony Nese? Not many. So what's the problem? The problem is identity. So I think these are some fair criticisms from Mark Henry.
You know what? A lot of these times I see these stories about, you know, WWE legend
Shootard.
Critiques. Yeah, yeah, critiques or whatever. And I think, oh, bloody hell, here we go. I think it's fairly valid what he said there. Like, don't get me wrong, I love watching Tony Nese.
I like Tony a lot. Like,
I enjoyed him working with Swerve. Yeah. I enjoyed him. You see the WrestleMania we went to?
Yeah, he won the title.
Yeah, I thought so. I just think he's great, but I think you might have a point there. I think, you know, to be fair, Tony's sort of got lost in the shuffle. They sort of brought him in and then went, oh, wait, there's all the other people we can bring in. And then, for me personally, I haven't seen him, because I don't watch Dark or anything like that. I haven't seen him for quite some time.
He's only had two matches on TNT or TBS.
He's the ideal first opponent for Swerve, in my opinion, and that was showcased on Rampage. But, yeah, I mean, he's been watching a bit of Jay White. If he's like, I want to make him a sadist who's mint in the ring as well. But, yeah, you know what? And hopefully this is the catalyst because, like you say, look at him. He's a great wrestler. He's got a fantastic body. It's just that you're dealing with the X Factor.
maybe not that specific X Factor.
No, exactly.
But yeah, let's get him an Uncle Cracker theme song and see what happens.
Yeah.
I know the beautiful. Bet you can do a good impression of that.
I wanna go somewhere, I wanna go back here.
X Factor!
You have to shout over a bit of it. But yeah, this is a catalyst for Tony Nese and a bit of an elevation within.
Really like him, very talented guy, but fair points. Maybe it's down to a lack of opportunities on the microphone or whatever. Don't know. Fair enough, Mark Henry. Mm,
well, looks like you need to do some more talking.
Okay.
Right, let's talk about two of WWE's and everyone's most famous and most favourite wrestlers.
Yes, my most favourite wrestler.
Becky Lynch and Xavier Woods, thankfully, are returning, or already have, in fact, returned to the wrestling ring. Becky Lynch is probably going to be on Raw tonight. We'll talk about it on the Raw Preview podcast a little bit later on today. She obviously suffered a, quote, fractured voice box after a live event. She blames it all on Bianca Belair. Don't know if she's going to be doing stuff physically on tonight's Raw, but she was in like a 4-on-3 handicap match at this live event over the weekend. And I think actually kind of plays quite nicely into the road to WrestleMania between her and Bianca Belair, which has been going, whisper it, quite well so far.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Xavier Woods is back. Obviously devastating news over the weekend regarding Big E and his fractured neck vertebrae, I think is the correct terminology. Yeah. Xavier hasn't wrestled since the 7th of January, a sort of issue following a DDT. He was confirmed to be out for like 4 to 6 weeks. He wrestled at a live event over the weekend as well. No word if he's going to be popping up on our screens anytime soon, but just a relief to see both these guys back in time for the final few stops on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, for sure. So Becky missed about 6 days or something like that. So fair play.
She's a machine, isn't she?
I really hope they work this into the storyline, if it's not already part of the storyline. And tonight,
Bianca, I'm going to beat you at WrestleMania.
She's like, Kane.
Yes.
There's a lot of fun things you can do if Becky like can't talk leading up to the event when this character is all about bluster on the microphone. That could be fun. And good to see Woods back. First time in a while. He's been back in the ring. Again, best wishes to Big E. I feel like I've said that about a dozen times today, and yet it can never be said enough because it's so horrible.
The loveliest man.
Best guy.
Get well soon, Big E. And like you say, I think they may work it into the storyline where, like, Becky says, I want Bianca Belair not to be allowed to use her hair. That's a foreign object or whatever, which just builds to the brilliant spot in the match where the referee distracts themselves or gets knocked down. And then you whip the crap out of her stomach again because, I mean, they've been relatively reserved on those. Obviously, they did it with Sasha infamously at WrestleMania last year.
That was
a
big one, yeah.
And then the only, to my memory, the only other few times they've done it has been on, like, well, on Raw, for example, with Becky Lynch. And if you save that again for WrestleMania, I know it's just a repeated spot, but I'll be like, well, I love that.
Yeah, and the good thing, like, the thing I like most about it is that Bianca's not doing it every match, which prevents it from becoming this, like, dastardly tactic. She only really does it when someone's being a complete asshole.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Just don't touch my f***ing hair.
Yeah, you're being a total prick. Now you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really good stuff. It's one of my favorite protected spots in WWE. And if they do it again at WrestleMania, I'll pop for it and it'll be awesome.
Mm. Yeah. And great to see Xavier Woods back. Don't know what they're gonna do with them. Obviously, there was plans with New Day tag teams and WrestleMania. Who knows what's gonna happen now with all this being up in the air. But yeah, Xavier Woods being back. He's one of the most underrated WWE superstars there is, isn't there?
For sure. Has been for a long time. I'm just looking forward to seeing whatever reshuffled deck him and Kofi get going forward.
Exactly. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. As we mentioned, we've reviewed Raw. No, that's tonight. We're previewing that. We've reviewed SmackDown and Rampage, and we're going to be previewing Monday Night Raw as well. Also, check out our other news video about the devastating, heartbreaking news around Scott Hall, where we answer some great Twitter questions about the legend and his legacy within the industry. But you can also let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, can somebody talk me out of getting a Burger King for lunch? Because my diet is dangling by a thread.
No, I've got a smoothie. I've got to be good, Andy. You can follow me on Twitter.
You can dip your burger in it. I could
liquidize a burger. That make it healthy.
If you
chuck some kale in there.
Kale in there, make it green. 5 a day.
at what culture WWE for all of us? At Adam Milbourne for me. At Andy H. for him.
Adam Milbourne.
Adam Milbourne as well. You can find me on there. Redirects. Right. My thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.